This is God Is Chrissy Marie. So a couple days ago, or a day or so ago, someone inboxed me and said, hey, okay, you're talking about joy, love, and peace comes from within. It's an inner job. How do you do it? Okay? And I'm glad that you asked. So right now, I'm about to talk about how to get into a particular state of being. So let's say, for instance, you want to feel joy in your life. The first thing you would do is you will proclaim, I'm living a joyful life. And then after that, you would just start affirming. You can start with something simple as, and when you're saying these words, make sure you slow down and you actually feel the words. So you can say something simple as, I am joy. I feel joy. I have a joyful life. I love feeling joy. I love having joy in my life. I see myself being joyful. I know I have a joyful life. I always attract joyful situations. I always attract joyful people in my life. I love being a joyful being. So after you say that, you sit with it, you let it marinate. After that, if you like, you can start visualizing what joy means for you. So for instance, you can see yourself just simply smiling and being joyful out and about. You can see yourself having a joyful day. You can see yourself maybe on a vacation, drinking a tropical drink, feeling joyful on your vacation with your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife, your friends, or by yourself. You could just see yourself being joyful, experiencing what it feels like to be joyful. Or you can also, in your imagination, you can hear someone saying, hey, how are you? How are you feeling today? And you can hear yourself saying, I'm feeling joyful. I'm filled with joy. Whatever feels good for you. I'm just using an example of how I talk and how I communicate. But of course, you use whatever words feel aligned with you. And then after that, since you're already in the joyful state of being, you can do two things. You can just listen to yourself and yourself will say, okay, go read a book, go watch a movie, take a nap, have some wine. Or you can simply ask yourself, okay, self, I'm in this state of joy. What should I do now? And if you listen, your inner guide, because we all have an inner guide, it will tell you what to do. And honestly, we do this unconsciously all the time. You know why? Because we're always in a state of being. Whether it's a state of anger, a state of depression, a state of sadness, a state of partying, a state of joy, whatever. We're always in a state of being. So if you want to consciously get into a state of being, again, you can affirm it, you can visualize it, or you can do something that evokes or invokes that particular state of being. But again, this is something that we do on a regular basis. And see, what happens is when you start consciously conjuring up the state of being that you want, then you won't be moved left or right. Anytime something happens, your state of being is going high and is going low. I remember there was a time in my life where I used to wake up and I feel good, right? And then halfway through the workday, I was mad or angry or was ready to go to leave work. And I got tired of having this type of day at work. So what I started doing is, and this is something else that you could do, I started pre-planning or preparing or intending for me to have a good day. And I've spoken about this before on my podcast. What I would do before I go to sleep, the next day, I would visualize me having a good day at work. I would see myself smiling and joyful, communicating with my coworkers and our members. I would see myself just having a wonderful day. I would see myself laughing and feeling good when I left work. And guess what? Every time I consciously intended to have a good day at work, I always had a good day at work. And before you know it, I was having good days at work all the time. So that's another thing. Once you consciously, consistently get into that state of being, it becomes automatic. It becomes your dominant state of being. But again, this is a practice. So this is something that you have to consciously do it until it becomes automatic. And that doesn't mean, let's just say, if you want to feel joy, it doesn't mean you're going to feel joy 24/7, because we're still in a reality where things are constantly changing. Your mind is constantly changing. You're seeing things, hearing things that influence a different state of being. However, again, if your dominant state of being, for instance, is joy, it wouldn't be hard for you to get back into this state of being. But again, this is something that we all do automatically. This is something that we naturally do. But in this case, we're consciously selecting our state of being. Isn't this a blessing? Isn't this wonderful to know you have control over how you feel about yourself? Isn't it wonderful to know that, let's just say, if you want to feel love and you haven't felt love in a while, that you can generate love from within? Oh my God, once I learned that I can generate any state of being, it almost became like a natural high, because I realized I was not depending on this external world to make me feel any type of way about myself. And what started happening is people started coming into my reality feeling the way I was generating, right? I started attracting loving and supporting and helpful people in my life. I started attracting people that see the best within myself, because that's what I was generating. So as I stated on the last podcast, it is 100% our responsibility to generate the state of being we want to feel. It is your state of being. It is self-esteem, because it's about how you feel about yourself. It's self-confidence, because it's about how you feel about yourself. It's all about yourself. It's not about other people. And we have to take that responsibility off of people, places, and things. And again, this is not about being perfect, never feeling down. It's not about that. Anyone that knows me and have been listening to this podcast, I never preach that spiritual bypassing and the toxic positivity. That's not what I say. What I say, if you're mad, you need to scream, you need to curse, you need to stomp your feet. Now, don't do anything violent, because you might go to jail. But I say, express yourself. Get those feelings out of you, right? And then you shift to what you want to feel. But again, it's all an internal job. It's all about you. And when you really change yourself, the entire world has to shift and shuffle around you, and it will happen. And it doesn't take long. And let me tell you, while you're busy affirming yourself, feeling good about yourself, achieving your destiny and your goals, and doing things that feel good, that feel juicy, that empowers you and inspires you, what happens is, by default, you become magnetic. And every person, place, or thing, or situation is drawn to you, because you're full of life, you're full of light, you're full of vitality. And shout out to my boy, All Is Mine, because he's, I love him so much. I quote him all the time. And he said, listen, when you're walking around like a hungry ghost, looking for people to make you feel good about yourself, looking for energy from other people, looking outside of yourself, you repel people, places, and things from you. But when you start generating it from within, loving yourself, supporting yourself, doing the things that make you feel good, achieving your own goals, getting hobbies that feel good and that edify you, you become magnetic. You have to get a bat to keep people away from you, because you become magnetic. You're turning on that inner light from within. Y'all remember that song, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine"? Yeah, that's what it's talking about. You start activating your inner light. But anytime you look outside of yourself, which is directing your energy from within, outside of yourself, you are depleting yourself. You're giving your energy and your power away to an entity, a person, place, a thing outside of yourself. And that's why you feel so drained. That's why you feel so tired. That's why you feel so disempowered. Because you're not directing that power within yourself. You're not generating that unlimited power, unlimited source from within. You're not doing that. And that's why you feel low. So again, as always, it is 100% your job to generate whatever state of being you need or you want and you desire. You have to do it within. And the more you do it within, it becomes dominant. And the outer world has to shift. Everybody in your reality, every person, place, or thing will start shifting to that state of being. Because you are truly the source and the operant power in your life. And it is 100% up to you whether you generate it or you deplete it. It's all on you. But anyway, as always, you know, I love you a long time from this lifetime to the next. Peace.